上诗166。
看《撒母耳记上》20章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 20.
撒母耳记上二十章。
First Samuel chapter 20.
20章的第三节。
Chapter 20, verse 3.
撒母耳记上20章的第三节。
First Samuel chapter 20, verse 3.
大卫又起誓说，你父亲准知道我在你面前蒙恩，他心里说，不如不叫约拿单知道，恐怕他愁烦。我指着永生的神 又在你面前起誓，我离死不过一步。
Verse 3, then David took an oath again and said, Your father certainly knows that I have found favor in your eyes. And he has said, Do not let Jonathan know this, lest he be grieved. But truly as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, there is but a step between me and death.
在撒母耳记上里面二十章一共有三个人。
And in this chapter of 1 Samuel, chapter 20, there are three main characters.
一个是大卫。
One is David.
一个是约拿丹
and another is Jonathan
一个是扫罗
and Saul
那在撒母耳记上二十章我们可以看这个三个人好像在戏台上演一台戏
and in chapter 20 you can see that these three characters is as if they are playing, staging a play in this chapter
圣经说我们演一台戏给世人跟天使观看
And the Bible says that we are a play in front of people and in front of the angels
我们每一天的生活就是一台戏
So every day our life is like a play
别人在看我们神也在看我们
So everyone is watching us and God is also watching us
那什么时候下台呢死那一天下台
So when do we exit the stage that's the day that we die
那我们戏演得好不好呢
And whether we have put on a good show,
人有判断，神也有判断。
There are people around us judge us, and God also judge us.
当然，我们自己也对自己有判断。
And we also judge ourselves.
但是我们这台戏演得好不好呢？最重要不是人的判断，也不是我们自己的判断，是神怎么看。
But the important judgment to whether this play had been put on well is not ourselves or the people who are watching, but only to God.
那我们就从这个撒母耳记上二十三第三节的一句话来看这一台戏他们怎么演的。
So from this one sentence in chapter 20, we'll see how this their play was played out.
第三节的最后一句话。这个大卫说我离死不过一步
and chapter 20 verse 3 the end of verse 3 David says there is but one step between me and death
而且大卫说我是指着神起誓的这个是不是随便讲是真的我离死不过一步
so David said as the Lord lives and as your soul lives this is he's making a strong statement here
那这个离死不过一步到底什么意思
And so what does it mean to be but one step between me and death?
就是说随时都有可能死亡
That is, he could die at any time
我想很多人活得很久还没有这个经验
So for a lot of people, they could have lived a very long time but still have not had this experience
但是有的人有这个经验之后都会觉得生命实在是很宝贵
But for people who have had this experience they know that life is truly precious
那大卫本身离死不过一步他最少有三次的体验
And for David he had at least three experiences of being really close to death
在第十八章
In chapter 18
对十七章
17
十七章里面大卫去击打哥利亚。
And here David went to face Goliath.
我们看十七章的四十二节。
Let's look at chapter 17, verse 42.
腓利士人看见大卫就藐视他，因为他年轻，面貌红润俊美。那个时候大卫还是一个算是小青年了。
At the time, David was still in his youth.
相当的年轻。
And he was young.
他要去迎战哥利亚。
So he went to face off with Goliath.
这个哥利亚是一个战士，人高马大，比人高一个头。
So Goliath was a warrior, a giant.
所以那个哥利亚一看到大卫来，连哥利亚都觉得说：“你怎么派这个小孩子来？”
So even for Goliath, when he saw David coming up to him, he thought, "Why did they send this kid?"
所以四十三节说，在前面这个哥利亚就藐视大卫了
So Goliath looked down on David
在那个时候 大卫随时都有可能被哥利亚杀掉。
So at that time, David's life could have been taken away by Goliath at any time.
因为啊，没有一个人敢出来跟他打战。
Because of all the Israelites, no one else dared to come to fight with Goliath.
那大卫不是兵啊，他没有受过军事训练，他是一个牧羊童啊。
David was not even a soldier. He had not gone for military training. He was only a shepherd.
那他为什么要出来打战？
So why is it that he went out to face off Goliath?
就是哥利亚在辱骂他们所拜的神。
This is because Goliath has has profaned the name of God.
我们看二十六节，十七章二十六节。
Let's look at chapter 17, verse 26.
大卫问旁边的说：“有人杀这个哥利亚，除掉以色列的族，怎样待他呢？这未受割礼的非利士人是谁呢？竟敢向永生神军队骂阵。”这个地方哦，大卫说啊，这个人到底是谁呢？他敢向神的军队来挑战。
So David here asks, who is this Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?
但是后来啊，我们看大卫用一个石头就把哥利亚打倒。
And then we see that later on, David defeated Goliath with a small stone.
其实面对哥利亚的时候，他离死一步而已。
So when he went to face Goliath, he was only a step away from death.
那他为什么可以得胜
？So why was he victorious at the end?
四十七节。
47.
十七章四十七节。
Chapter 17, verse 47.
又使众人知道，神使人得胜，不是用刀用枪，因为征战的胜败全在乎神。这个地方讲啊，大卫说，征战的胜败哦，全在乎神。
Here David says, "For the battle is the Lord's, and He will give you into our hands."
所以在很危险的时刻，神带领他得胜了。
So in this dangerous circumstance, the Lord gave him the victory.
神的名得到荣耀。
And the Lord's name was glorified.
那大卫为什么会有这个信心呢
？So how why did David have such great faith?
因为他在年轻的时候还有这个经验过。
Because when he was even younger, he already had this type of experience.
请看十七章三十四节。
Let's look at chapter 17, verse 34.
大卫对扫罗说：“你的仆人为父亲放羊，有时候来的狮子，有时候来的熊，从群中衔了一只羊羔。”35节。
35.
我去去追赶他，击打他，将羊羔从口里救出来。他起来要害我，我就揪着他的胡须将他打死。你看大卫在牧羊童的时候
，When David was only a shepherd，
遇到狮子，有时候遇到熊，来把这个羊衔走。
So sometimes lions or bears will come to take away the lamb.
你看，换我们来做，我们会怎么做？赶快逃啊
！If it were us, what would we do? We'll quickly run away.
有树，赶快爬到树上去。
If there's a tree, we'll try to escape up the tree.
但是大卫哦，就打那个狮子，打那个熊，把那个羊抢回来。
But David struck the bear and the lion to take back his lamb.
然后，35节中间说。他起来要害我，这个狮子、羊啊、熊啊，要害大卫。
So David said, "When they arose against me."
我们就知道大卫真的离死一步啊，跟这个狮子已经面对面在一起啊。
So you know that at that time David was only one step away from death, that he comes face to face with a lion.
但是他有没有死
？But did he die?
他说：“我揪着他的胡须将他打死。
”He said, "I caught it by his beard and struck it and killed it."
那大卫怎么有办法把那个狮子跟熊打死？
How was David able to kill lions and bears?
37节。
Verse
37. 大卫就说：“神救我脱离狮子跟熊的爪，也必救我脱离非利士人的手。”
So 37. The Lord who delivered me from the paws of the lion and from the paw of the bear, He will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine.
所以大卫离死一步，他不但没有死，而且他把狮子熊打死，是因为神救他，给他力量。
And not only did David not die, he was able to kill the lions and the bear because God has given him strength.
So David 就不怕哥利亚。
So David was not afraid of Goliath.
因为征战会胜败，全部在乎神。
Because the battle belongs to the Lord.
哦，所以大卫做的诗篇里面才有一句话说：“我虽然行过的死荫幽谷，也不怕。”
So David's Psalms he once wrote, "Even though I pass through the valley of the shadow of death, I do not fear."
这不是讲理论而已，是讲他本身的经验。
This is not just a theory. He was talking about his own experience.
死荫的幽谷，从狮子来，从熊来，从哥利亚来。
And this valley of shadow of death comes from bears, lions, and Goliath.
但是他说我不怕。
But he said he was not afraid.
因为你与我同在。
Because you are with me.
所以神同在的人哦，离死一步，但是不会死的。
So for those people who have the abidance of God, even though they're only one step away from death, they would not die.
因为神同在的人是神在控制他的。
Because those who are with God are in the control of God.
所以扫罗下到监牢里面呢、啊，他说、哦：“我如果现在死到天国很好。”
So when Saul was thrown into prison, he said, "It's good for me to die now because I will be able to go to heaven."
但是我不会死。
But he said, "I will not die."
因为神还有工作要我做。
Because God still has work for me to do.
所以我们这个信主的人，这个生死观是不太一样。
So for us who believe in God, our concept of life and death should be different.
如果神跟我们同在
，If God is with us,
神还有工作要我们做。
If God still has work for us to do,
你车祸撞到生癌症、生什么病、怎么样都不会死。
Whether you get into a serious accident, or you have a very serious disease, you will not die.
我们听过中国大陆在70年代有一次树林的大复兴。
And we heard that in the 70s there was a great religious revival in mainland China.
就是在福建地区有一个老姐妹，就病得快要死了。
That was in the Fujian province where an elderly sister was so sick that she was almost going to die.
那个时候她大概70几岁
And she was already about 70 years old.
这个很奇妙，活起来。
And miraculously, she came back alive.
活起来以后，开始传福音。
And after that, she began to preach the gospel.
走过每一个村庄，神迹奇事显明。
And when she went from village to village and showed them miracles and signs.
本来就快死了，但是因为神要工作给她做，她又活过来。
And originally she was about to die, but because God still had work for her to do, she came back alive.
所以大卫有这样的体验。
So Paul, David also had this experience.
打死狮子，打死熊，打死哥利亚。
He was able to kill lions, bears, and also Goliath.
那一个这么有神同在，一个这么有力量得胜的大卫，现在遇到一个困难。
And this David who had the abundance of God and the blessings of God, now he encounters a great problem.
就是我们刚刚读二十章第三节。
This is in chapter 20, verse 13.
哦，我离死不过一步。
Here he says, "I'm only a step away from death."
哦，那现在大卫这一次遇到什么
？So what is David encountering this time?
这一次他遇到不是狮子，不是熊，也不是哥利亚。
This time it was not a lion, a bear, or Goliath.
啊，这一次他遇到的是扫罗王。
This time he is he encountered King Saul.
啊，因为扫罗要杀他。
Because King Saul wants to put him to death.
那扫罗是王啊，所以他有军队啊。
The King Saul is the king, so he has soldiers with him.
那大卫呢
？But how about David?
他也不是王啊。
He's not the king.
那也没有军队啊。
He did not have an army of his own.
所以他离死不过一步，因为扫罗要杀他。
So he was only a step away from death because King Saul wants to kill him.
那我们看二十章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 20, verse 1.
大卫从拉玛的约拿拿约台逃跑来，到约拿单那里，对他说：“我做了什么？有什么罪孽？我在你父亲犯了什么罪呢？他竟然寻索我的命。”这个地方啊，大卫问了三个问题，问约拿单。
Here David asked Jonathan three questions.
我做了什么？
What have I done?
我有什么罪？
What is my iniquity?
为什么你父亲要杀我？
Why does your father seek my life?
所以我们就仔细看前面几章，就是说到底大卫做什么？
So let's look at the few chapters ahead of this to see what had David done.
因为大卫把哥利亚杀死。
Because David killed Goliath.
那回来的时候。
When he returned,
有一大群妇女就在那里歌唱啊！把扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。
Many women come on the street and praise David, saying, "Saul killed thousands, but David killed 10%.
那大卫是王啊，不，扫罗是王啊。
Because Saul was the king.
他听到人在赞美大卫超过赞美他，他没有办法忍受。
But when he heard that people were praising David over him, he could not bear it.
从那一天他就要杀扫罗。
So from that day on, he wanted to take David's life.
所以扫罗杀大卫，到底大卫有什么错？没有错。
So what did David really do? He didn't do anything wrong.
但是扫罗要杀大卫，这是扫罗出于嫉妒。
Saul wanted to kill David out of jealousy.
那现在大卫要怎么做？
So what would David do?
他有神同在。
He has God's abidance.
其实在前面神已经高他当王。
Before this, God has already anointed him to be a king.
所以大卫很简单，他也可以把扫罗杀掉。
So David could easily kill Saul as well.
但是他没有这样做。
But he did not do this.
大卫选择什么？逃。
But what did David decide to do? He decided to flee.
他为什么不敢杀扫罗？
But did he not dare to kill Saul?
因为他敬畏神。
Because he feared God.
为什么？
Why?
因为扫罗是神高他当王。
Because Saul was anointed king by God.
也就是说，扫罗上面有一个老板，那个老板就是天上的神。
Because Saul has a boss, and that boss is the God in heaven.
那现在扫罗要杀我。
So now Saul wants to kill me.
除非他的老板下命令叫我把他杀掉，不然我不敢做。
But unless his boss give me the instructions to kill him, I would not dare to do this.
除非神叫我把扫罗杀掉，不敢，我不敢做。
Unless God has instructed me to kill Saul, then I would not dare to do that myself.
所以在这里我们就可以看大卫是非常敬畏神的一个人。
And so from here we can see David truly fear and respect God.
所以为什么神会拣选大卫来接续扫罗？
Why did God choose David to be the successor of Paul?
其实神叫撒母耳到耶西的家去找一个人高立他当王的时候，
When God sent Samuel to Jesse's house to find the next king.
撒母耳虽然先知他有人的软弱，他看到一个这个看起来很像王，他就要高他。
Now Samuel, even though he was a prophet, he still has human feelings. So when he went to Jesse's house and saw one of his sons that had the look of a king, he wanted to anoint him.
神告诉撒母耳说，不是的，人看人看外表，你是看他好像王，你要高他，但是神看人是看内心，就问他说，那你还有没有孩子？
But God said to Saul, look at others on their appearance, but God sees people's hearts. So Saul asked Jesse to see if he had other sons.
撒母耳就问扫罗耶西了，就是你还有没有孩子？
So Samuel asked Jesse whether he has other sons.
所以还有一个在牧羊。
And he said, I have one other son. He is out tending the sheep.
那个就是大卫，就请他来。
So that was David, so they asked David to come in.
那神为什么用大卫？
So why did God use David?
因为大卫是合神心意的人。
Because David was a man after God's heart.
他做每一件事情就只有一个目标，我要照着神的旨意来做。
In everything he does, he only has one goal, is that he wants to please God.
就是尊重神。
That he respects God.
这样就是神用他的一个原因。
And this is why God chose David.
所以虽然扫罗要杀他。
So even though Saul wants to take David's life,
他本身也被高作王，
and he has been anointed king before.
但是时候还没有到，他不敢下手，他只有逃。
But since his time has not yet come, he did not dare to kill Saul.
所以这里让我们可以了解到，我们在生活当中有很多人际关系的问题，如果没有神，我们的做法可能跟世界上人一样。
So here it tells us that for a lot of interpersonal relationship issues, if we do not have God in our hearts, we might deal with it with the same way that people in the world deal with these situations.
但是因为有神，
but because we have God,
所以有时候我们很多的做法会不一样。
So we will react to some of the things very differently.
你想想看哦，大卫有两次的机会可以把扫罗杀掉。
So David had two opportunities to kill Saul.
一次他躲在洞里，扫罗进来。
One time he was hiding in a cave, and Saul just happened to go into that same cave.
那大卫的部下说，你只要一枪把他打死，你就自由了。
in people who are with David said to David that you could kill Saul right now and you would be free.
那这个大卫只把他的那个衣服的角把它割掉一点点。
David went and took off a corner of Saul's garment.
完了，大卫心里就自责了。哎呀，我这样做实在不对。
But even for that, David felt that his conscience was not clear that he should not have done that.
第二次。
Second time.
他进到扫罗的营，扫罗睡得很好睡。
He went into Saul's camp and Saul was sound asleep.
他的部下跟他讲，你一刀就把他杀掉就好了。
So people who were with David said to him again, you could kill Saul right there.
但是大卫不敢做。
But David did not dare to do so.
他只把扫罗的枪拿掉。
So he only took Saul's spear.
所以，他就这样用一只桃来面对要追杀他的扫罗。
So he chose to continue to flee.
但是我们仔细看哦，大卫的结果是怎样
？But if we look at what happened to David later on.
当神的时候到。
When God's timing is right.
他就变当王。
He became king.
啊，为什么
？Why?
因为起初神已经高他当王。
Because God had already anointed him to be king.
时候到，他就变王。
So when God's time is right, then he will become king.
那从这个例子哦，这一场戏我们再看另外一个扫罗怎么做。
But in the same event, let's look at the actions of Saul.
其实扫罗是第一个王啊。
But Saul was the first king of the Israelites.
我们来看十三章，撒母耳记上十三章。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 13.
撒母耳记上十三章
First Samuel chapter 13
第八节
verse 8
扫罗站着撒母耳所定的日期等了七天，撒母耳还没有来到基甲，百姓也离开扫罗散去了。第九节
verse 9
扫罗说，把燔祭和平安祭带到我这里来，扫罗就献上燔祭。这个地方哦，撒母耳告诉扫罗，你要在基甲等我七天。
Here Saul, Samuel told Saul that he should wait for him at Gilgal for 7 days.
扫罗等了七天，撒母耳还没有来。
After 7 days, Samuel has not showed up.
第八节最后说，百姓就离开扫罗。
And the end of verse 8, it says the people have scattered from Saul.
我们知道扫罗是一个王啊。
Saul was the king.
当王的人啊，政治人物最怕支持他的人离开。
Being a politician, his greatest fear is that his supporters will leave him.
以现在来讲，就那个民意调查哦，这个啊，那个越来越低了。
And in today's terms, that means the dropping in their approval rating.
那怎么办
？What should he do?
扫罗就说：“好，把燔祭带到我这里来，要献燔祭。”
Saul says, "Bring the offering, the burnt offering, and then I will make a peace offering."
他想要做一些事情，让百姓不会离开他。
So he wants to do something so people would not leave him.
但是这个献祭本身不是扫罗的事情。
But this offering is not something that Paul should have done.
这个是先知撒母耳的事情。
This is a tax for the prophet Samuel.
所以他这个献祭一献上去。
So once he made this offering.
十三节，撒母耳对扫罗说：“你做了糊涂事，没有遵守你神所吩咐你的命令。”
Verse 13, Saul said to Samuel said to Saul, "You have done foolishly. You have not kept the commandment of the Lord."
那王位已经离你啊，快离开你了。
And that your kingdom should not continue.
在十四节。
Verse 14.
那他本来他被高利当王，这个是神很大的恩典。
So initially, when he was anointed king, this was a great blessing from God.
为什么现在王位会离开？
Why is it now that his kingdom will not continue?
因为他不懂得尊重神。
Because he did not know to respect God.
为什么
？Why?
因为神设立当王，不是要他做祭司。
Because God had anointed him to be king, but not to be a priest.
他越过了他的本位。
So he crossed out of his own boundaries.
所以那个圣经在记载说，天使不守本位。
And so the Bible says that when angels don't keep their own roles,
天使他就是服侍神。
Their role, their duty is to serve God.
但是到最后，天使想要跟神一样。
But when they want to become like God.
哦，那这个就不守原来神设的他的位置。
So this is them crossing out the boundary of their position.
哦，那他就堕落下来。
So they fall.
哦，所以尊重神哈，在我们生活当中实在是很重要。
So to fear and respect God is very important in our lives.
那这个扫罗这是开始。
And for Saul, this was only the beginning.
啊，我们再看十五章。
Let's look at chapter 15.
啊，十五章的第一节。
Chapter 15, verse 1.
啊，撒母耳对扫罗说：“神差我高你为王，治理他的百姓，所以你应当听从神的话。”这个第一节哈，把关系讲得很清楚。
So this verse draw out the relationship really clearly.
神高你当王。
That the Lord has anointed you as king.
治理他的百姓。
To be king over his people, the issue.
就说你最高。
So you're the highest.
但是
，however，
你当听从神的话。
But you must listen to the voice of God.
在上面还有一个是你的老板，就是神。
So on top of you, you should have a boss that is who is God.
这个关系讲好了。
So once this relationship has been described.
现在神就给他一个任务去做。
So now God gives him a commission.
就是第三节。
That's verse 3.
你要去击杀亚玛利的。
Now go and attack the Amalek.
那灭尽所有的。
And utterly destroy all of them.
将男人、女人、小孩子、吃奶的、骆驼、女羊全部都杀死。
Kill both men and women, infant and nursing child, ox and sheep, camel and donkey.
这个是有属灵含义的。
But this has a spiritual meaning.
因为他们在走旷野路啊，亚玛利人把那个走在后面的老的弱的全部都杀掉。
Because when they were during their journey in the wilderness, the Amalek were attacking them and killing those who are old and sick.
那亚玛利人是以扫的后代。
And the Amalek were the descendants of Esau.
啊，那以扫代表血气。
The Esau represents the flesh.
所以你要把它全部杀掉。你如果不杀掉他们，他们会把你杀掉。
So you have to destroy them completely, or else they will come and destroy you.
好，那现在第四节开始，扫罗就去执行神的命令。
So starting from verse 4, Saul went to fulfill this mission.
当扫罗去做的时候
，So when Saul went out to do this,
他就用个人的喜好来取代神的命令。
So he used his own preference to replace God's commands.
所以第八节，申请亚玛利王用刀杀尽亚玛利的众民。第九节
，verse 9。
最后说，爱惜上好的牛羊，并一切美物不可灭绝。所以他有他自己的喜好。
So he has his own desires.
所以当扫罗用他的喜好来取代神的命令的时候，神怎么感觉？
So how does God feel when Saul uses his own desire to replace, to change God's commands?
我们看22节。
Verse 22。
神就叫撒母耳去告诉他。
So God sent Samuel to tell Saul.
撒母耳说：“神喜悦燔祭，岂如平安祭？岂如人喜悦听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的自由。”这个地方说：“听命胜于献祭。”
This is a
22节15章。
To obey is better than sacrifice.
Yeah, 对扫罗来讲，他想要留这个牛羊来献祭，但是对神来讲，你听我的命令更重要。
So here, Saul wants to keep the fat of the rams for offering, but God says to Saul that it's more important to obey than to make sacrifice.
那是23节。
Verse
23。悖逆的罪与行邪术相等。
For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft.
所以你不听从说话，这个跟行邪术一样。
So when if you don't listen to the commandments of God, it is as if you're practicing witchcraft.
这个就是不尊重神。
This is having no respect for God.
那不尊重神，这个罪就很严重了。
This is a very serious sin.
所以最后一句是23节你厌弃神的命令，神也厌弃你当王。
Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king.
所以为什么扫罗第一代被高利做王，后来失去了王位？
this is why Saul, even though he was initially anointed as king, he lost his kingdom.
他从神得到恩典，失去神的恩典。
He first received God's blessings and lost it.
因为他不懂得尊重神。
Because he did not know to respect and fear God.
那接下去他就要杀扫罗，啊，杀大卫。
So after this, he wants to take David's life.
有好几次他承认他是错的。
So many times he admits that he was in the wrong.
但是他还是硬到底要把他杀掉。
But he was still stubborn in that in wanting to kill David.
如果我们看为什么。
So if we look at why this was the case.
因为当他心里开始有恨的时候，那个从邪灵就进来。
Because when he had hatred in his heart, the evil spirit went into him.
那邪灵一进来以后啊，他就执迷不悟，就一直做到底。
Once he had the evil spirit within him, he continued to be stubborn in this doing wrong.
所以他想要用自己的方法来挽回这个国位。我只要把大卫杀掉，我就继续可以当王。
So he wants to use his own methods to keep his kingdom. If he thought that if he could kill David, then he can continue to be king.
第一个，他杀不到大卫。
But first, he could not catch David.
因为神不给要交给他，他就杀不到。
Because God would not hand David into his hands.
但是我们看扫罗的下场是什么？
What was the end of Saul?
他跟三个孩子全部都死在战场。
Him and his three sons all died on the battlefield.
一代的王朝到落下到最后，三个孩子都死在战场。
But this one generation of a king, at the end, it ended with him and his three sons dying on the battlefield.
为什么？
Why?
因为不懂得尊重神。
Because he did not know to respect and fear God.
所以这个历史是一面镜子。
So history is a mirror for us.
什么样的人能够真的得到神的祝福？
So what kind of people can truly receive God's blessings?
就是在生活的每一件事情上，我们都要尊神为大。
These are the people who, in everything they do, they know to put God first.
听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的自由。
They know that to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams.
那我们就再看，撒母耳记上二十章的第三个人物是谁
？So it's the third character in Samuel chapter 20.
就是约拿单。
This is Jonathan.
我们回来看撒母耳记上二十章。
Let's look back to 1 Samuel chapter 20.
这个约拿单现在就很难做了。
So the situation was very difficult for Jonathan.
为什么？
Why?
因为约拿单有两难之间呢、啊。
Because he was faced with two difficult decisions.
为什么？
Why?
因为一方面他父亲最有亲情。
On one side is his father, that's his own blood relations.
第二个，他跟大卫有友情。
The second, he also has a friendship with David.
那现在他的父亲要杀他的朋友。
Now his father wants to kill his friend.
哇，那这怎么办
？So what should he do?
而且哈、这个当约拿单去问他爸爸你要不要杀扫罗的时候，扫罗讲得很清楚。
So when Jonathan went to his father to ask whether he wants to kill David.Saul was very clear.
我们看三十节。
Verse 30.
扫罗向约拿单发怒，对他说：“你这个顽梗悖逆的妇人所生，我岂不知道你喜悦耶西的儿子，自取羞辱，以致你母亲都不蒙羞吗？”三十一节。
31.
耶西的儿子若在世间活着，你跟你的国位必站立不住。你看，这里哈、扫罗向耶西怎么讲
？So here, what did
像扫罗向这个约拿单怎么讲
？But did Saul said to Jonathan here?
他说：“如果大卫活着
，For as long as David lives，
他不是说我跟我的国位站不住啊，他说你跟你的国位站不住。
He did not say that my kingdom should not stand, rather you and your kingdom should not stand.
因为爸爸当王，那爸爸死了一定传给小孩子。
So usually when the father is as king, he'll pass his kingdom to his son.
所以你如果让这个青年人活着哦，将来你一定不能当王，你的国位也没有。
The Saul says that if you allow this youth to live, then in the future you will lose your kingdom.
那你是王的孩子，到最后你不能当王，你本来有王位变成没有王位，这个就是羞辱。
But if you're a son of a king, and originally you could have been king, but you did not inherit this kingdom, then this is your shame.
所以扫罗要约拿单做什么
So what did Saul and Jonathan do?
很简单
Very simple.
大卫杀掉
You should go and kill David.
这样你的国位就可以保留住
Then you can preserve your kingdom.
所以大这个约拿单就在两难之间了
So Jonathan was stuck between these two difficult situations.
但是那个时候约拿单已经知道大卫会当王
But at that time, Jonathan already knew that David was to be king.
我们看第八节
Verse 8.
求你施恩仆人将你在神面前曾与仆人结盟若有罪不如杀、自己杀我何必将我交给你父亲呢、第九节
Verse 9、
约拿单说断如此事我知道我父亲决意杀害你岂不告诉你呢、这里约拿单说如果我父亲要杀你我一定要告诉你
So here Jonathan said that If I determine my father is to come upon you, then I then would I not tell you?
那后来啊，这个约拿单就向扫罗请求。
So Jonathan pleaded with Saul.
就是将来你当王的时候。
David pleaded, Jonathan pleaded with David that if you were to be king in the future.
你们如果看十四节
Verse 14
求你照神的慈爱恩待我不但我活着的时候免我死亡就是我死以后从地上捡出你仇敌的时候你不可以向我加灭绝的恩惠所以约拿单知道扫罗一定会当大卫一定会当王
Jonathan knew that David was to be king
所以他就求啊你要恩待我连我家的小孩子你都要恩待
So Jonathan asked David toshow them kindness even to his own offsprings.
所以约拿单了解神的旨意就是要大卫当王。
But Jonathan understood that God's will was for David to become king.
因此他就站在神的旨意这一边。
So he stood on the side of God's will.
这个就是敬畏神。
This is to fear and respect God.
那后来虽然约拿单死在战场上。
But even though at the end Jonathan died on the battlefield.
那大卫当王以后。
After David had become king,
他就一直去找到底约拿单还有没有孩子。
We continue to look for Jonathan's sons.
就找到一个叫米非波设，他是瘸腿的。
And he found one of Jonathan's son who was a cripple.
那就把他带到王宫，他一生住在王宫里面。
And for his whole life, he had this child live in the palace.
所以我们看这个三个人一生的结局。
And so if you look at these three people's lives,
一个得恩典的扫罗从恩典堕落。
So Saul first received God's blessings, but also fell from his blessings.
因为没有尊重神。
Because he did not respect God.
一个被追杀的大卫到最后变王。
This David who had to flee for his own life eventually became king.
因为他懂得尊重神。
Because he knew how to respect God.
约拿单站在两难之间。
Jonathan was had a very difficult decision.
到最后，他选择尊重神。
At the end, he decided to stand on the side of God's will.
神的恩典就临到他的后代。
God's blessings went to his descendants.
所以神虽然看不见
but ，even though God is invisible，
但是我们在人的生命当中有一个法则，你没有办法去抵抗。
But in our lives, there is a rule that we cannot try to fight against.
那个就是神的法则。
That is God's laws.
如果我们懂得尊重神，照着他的法则来生活
，If we know to respect God and to live according to His will，
我们就得福
，Then we'll be blessed.
如果我们不懂得尊重神，不照他的法则来生活
，If we do not respect God and we rebel against God，
结果一定不好
，It will not have a good end.
这个就是历史的一面镜子。
But this is what the history shows us.
所以圣经才说敬畏神是智慧的开始。
So Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
不管世界上头脑有多好
It doesn't matter how smart you are.
有多有成就
How successful you are.
不懂得敬畏神就是没有智慧。
If you do not know to fear God, then you have no wisdom.
我们不管在世界上多平凡。
It doesn't matter how common we are in the world.
我们懂得敬畏神就是有智慧。
If we know to fear God, then we are wise.
为什么
？Why?
因为懂得敬畏神，结果一定好。
Because those who fear God will have a good end.
这个就是我们在人生戏台上演习最重要一个法则。
This is the most important rule that we should live by.
要敬畏神。
We must fear God.
好，来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
336。
336.